Today I'd like to speak to you about the Passion of Christ. We are now entering into the tempus forte, the strong time of the year, the powerful time of the year, called the Passion or Lent. Now, during this period of time, we are required by our very faith, by our very love for God, by our desire to sever ourselves to some extent from the things of the earth and move our minds and our hearts closer to God each and every day. It is a time when we use the sacramentals of the church. We use holy water. We sprinkle it around us. We make the sign of the cross with it. We fill our houses with these beautiful signs of love and devotion. It is the time when we burn a candle or we celebrate the great mysteries given to us by the fathers of our church, by our Holy Father, the mysteries of the rosary. It is the time when we prepare ourselves to celebrate the greatest feast known to mankind, and that is the resurrection of our beloved Lord. Now, Christ came to die. We've already discussed this in previous segments. And since Christ came to die, and we know that because when he said, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass," he's not my will but thine be done. So it was not possible that that cup should pass. Jesus had to suffer the passion. He had to die. Why? Not only did he come to show us how to live, but he shows us how to die. And in that dying, he frees us from our sins. In that dying, he forgives our sins. He eradicates them, obliterates them, forgets them. And so we, recognizing this great and magnificent mystery of our salvation, we enter into this period of time with the idea and the desire to become more and more each and every day beings of heaven, our true home. Remember, we are pilgrims. This is not the beginning and the end. This is just the beginning. This is where we set up what we are going to do forever in heaven, and that is to love God with every part of our being. The idea of Lent is to separate ourselves little by little from the desire of earthly things so that we can focus more and more intently on the things of heaven. Now, it's not as difficult as you might think, although in our society we are taught that we should focus on the things of the earth, that the earth is the beginning and the end of all joy. But you know as well as I do that nothing on this earth can give you true happiness. Nothing. Because whatever we have today, we want something different tomorrow. Nothing can truly make us happy. Oh, but Jesus can. That's why he comes to us as food. That's why he came to die, so that by dying, he can rise from that death and bring us with him. Now, how do we get there? That's the key. That's the question we must answer. That's the thing that we must study during Lent, so that we can find the path, the secure path to heaven. But see, basically, we're all trying to get there. Every single one of us are trying to get to our final home. The reason we get married is so that through that person I can achieve my final end. The reason one becomes a priest, by falling more and more deeply in love with Christ, we can truly be Christ to the world. The reason we consecrate ourselves is so that we can belong completely to Christ. Religious men and women who have taken the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience are like a chalice that is consecrated, that belongs to God and is used solely for the greater glory of God, both now and throughout all eternity. And that's what every Christian is called to be. Why? Because you and I contain the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we must become worthy temples of that Spirit. And how do we do that? We do that by listening to the words of Christ, by studying his life, by entering deeply into his passion so that we can have it truly affect our lives in a positive and holy way. Most certainly, the gospel isn't a social doctrine, but it most certainly has social repercussions. It has an effect in all of society. If it is lived the way it is supposed to be lived, the gospel can be a moving force, a motivating force for all of mankind. But it has to be known. Christ has to be seen. He has to be understood. And the only way he can do that is if we incarnate him in our own lives. He becomes flesh and gives that very living flesh to each one of us in the most blessed sacrament. Why? So that you and I can become more and more like him every single day of our lives. And by separating ourselves a little by little from the world, we can focus on those things of heaven. One of the big problems is that we don't have any silence in the world anymore. Now, you never know who somebody's talking to. You go out to a store, or you're walking down the street, and people are talking to themselves. Years ago, those people were thought to be crazy. Now they've got earphones in their ear, and they're talking to somebody you don't even know they're on the phone. Or they've got music blasting away, and only when you pass them real close can you hear the sounds that are battering their brains. We are afraid of silence in our society. And Lent is the time when we focus on the voice of Christ. Lent is the time that we pull ourselves away from the noise, that we get away from the loud screaming of the things of this earth, so that we have time to hear. We have the ability to hear the voice of Christ. Because remember, the Lord whispers. He doesn't yell and pound things into us. He says simply, come, follow me. Pick up your cross. Follow me. My burden is easy. My yoke is light. Come, accept, embrace your cross. Follow me. Become like me. That's the message of Christ. That is what we can accomplish if we enter into this season with our whole heart and soul, truly giving to God that time that we fail to give him, that we search to give to other people and other things, that we fill with noise and sound and occupations. We need to pull away so that we can hear the sweet voice of Christ, that we can recognize his voice when we do hear it. That's why we need this season. That's why we prepare ourselves by studying the Passion, to see how Jesus pulled away. How many times we read that he went away by himself to pray, to be alone with the Father. This is what you and I need, because if we do not take this time, we will lose sight of our final goal. We will be incapable of hearing the gentle, sweet voice of Jesus. That is our call, you know, to listen. We pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. How do we know his will? Unless we listen to his voice. How do we know his love? Unless we allow it to touch us in some way. How do we know the truth? Unless we study the wisdom of Scripture and the words of Jesus and see that his words and his actions combine to be one beautiful act of divine love. How do we arrive at the foot of the cross and look into the eyes of Jesus and truly understand what it means to reign from a cross, what it means to die for love, what it means to be love itself.